GE HealthCare is an $18 billion business, and we reside in some of the, I think, the better neighborhoods in the healthcare space. The first is the global infrastructure, high-tech infrastructure business with our diagnostic and clinical equipment. The second is information technology and services, and that's becoming more relevant as providers become more industrial in their thinking as they see real cost pressures and quality pressures in their business. The third is, it's probably the most exciting, high-tech, and fastest-growing part of healthcare, which is the molecular medicine portfolio, where we play indirectly in therapeutics. We build the factories for the biopharmaceuticals, as well as molecular diagnostics. We've got three great portfolios. The strategy is really to drive technology excellence in each one of these businesses, but also to start to connect these businesses and become more of a solutions provider, and I'll show you what I mean by that. We'll talk a little bit about the healthcare environment. It would be an understatement to say it was dynamic. There are a lot of pressures right now in the environment, and some are positive and some are negative, as you know, but you read about it every day in the paper. The first and most important is consumer demographics. People are getting older, and they're getting heavier. I'm not alone. It's driving tremendous demand in the healthcare space. As people get older, they spend 60%-70% of their healthcare dollars after the age of 60. The demographics are driving a bow wave of demand, and not simple demand. These are complex disorders, cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and probably one that's going to become even more important is neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. Big-time demand coming, and this is not a developed market phenomenon. This is in every market in the world. It's a multi-speed world. We've got different economic situations, as you know, in every market, and it really impacts healthcare. Europe is tough right now, particularly on capital equipment. The U.S. is stalled, trying to figure out what's going to happen from a policy standpoint, and the emerging markets are under-invested and on a multi-year build-out. I've got good, bad, and ugly in every part of the world here. This is a technology-driven, highly regulated market with limited protectionism. What does that mean? There are huge barriers to entry. It is not easy to get into the healthcare space. It requires demand. It is highly regulated. You see a lot of companies say, "We're going to get into healthcare," and 2 years later, they're out of healthcare. You have to know what you're doing in this space. At the same time, we get relatively unobstructed access to the developing markets, limited protectionism. We don't have to partner with some local player or state-owned company. You really get a clean shot, and I've been in a lot of different industries. This is the cleanest shot at the developing market I've ever had, and I'll show you how that's manifesting itself. Providers are becoming more industrial. They need quality, and they need cost out, and precision medicine's becoming mainstream. We've got different competitors in every one of our businesses, and that actually provides a little opportunity I'll show you in a few pages. The strategic imperatives haven't changed from what we've been talking about the last couple of years. This is a technology business, not a consumer electronics business. Market share is predicated by the strength of your product portfolio. You can't price your way out of bad products. Now, a couple of years ago, we told you we were going to divert our strategy a little bit, change the strategy up, and move from what historically had been an arms race, more slices, bigger magnets, higher technology, to building out great portfolios with products at the low end, the medium end, and the high end. We call that healthy imagination. We've invested that way, and it's delivering for us across the industry. We've built broad leadership portfolios. We're the leader globally in ultrasound, the leader in molecular imaging. We've moved to first place in CT, and we are closing the gap in MR. It's about developing a broad portfolio. All the markets in the world are bimodal. China buys high-end and low-end. The U.S. buys high-end and low-end. You have to have a great portfolio in every one of these lines if you're going to be the leader in the marketplace. Now, some people, some of you guys, a lot of the time worry about the financials of this. They say, "John, you're mixing down." I'm mixing down the same way Apple's mixing down by introducing an iPad. These are very high-margin products, and they're broadening the portfolio, and they're broadening the settings by which these products can be used. Ultrasound is in cardiology. With the Vscan, we can put it in the hands of midwives in Indonesia. We're making a bigger market. Again, the contribution margins at the low end, when these products are done right, are as good as the contribution margins at the high end of the product line. We are winning with technology and broad portfolios. We have another embedded opportunity in our portfolio that not a lot of other players in healthcare have, and that is to connect our product lines. We play in hardware, wetware, and software. Wetware is contrast, things that are injected into you to aid the diagnostic process, and software for analyzing the images. We have different competitors in hardware. We have three or four competitors in wetware. We have three or four competitors in software. We do not have competitors that play in all three of these areas. And I'll illustrate what the potential is for us, and that it's a potential we're working to realize now. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see what we're doing in Alzheimer's. We have the scanner. We have developed flutametinol, which is a tracer injected into your body. It has an isotope on it, and it has a ligand that seeks out amyloid plaque. This binds to amyloid in your brain, and because it's got the isotope on it, when we use a camera, we can see that. We also build software systems like Neuromark that quantify the extent of the plaque. This is very important in getting to early diagnosis, but it's also important because the therapies for Alzheimer's are going to arrest plaque formation. You've got to be able to quantify whether or not the plaque formation has stopped or regressed. So instead of offering distinct products and asking our customers to put those together in the systems, we're starting to design and engineer complete solutions to be offered into the marketplace. And it's really, I think, an embedded opportunity that's been in our portfolio that we can take real advantage of. And as you'll see, there are several other areas where we can do this, like dose and in breast cancer screening. Now, most of the questions I get are really around my developed market risk. And it's kind of funny. I've been in business for a long time, and I've always had to talk about my developing market risk. But in healthcare, I actually have to talk about developed market risk. And that's really driven by Europe and the U.S. Japan has actually been a very good market for us, growing at 4 or 5% over the last 4 or 5 years, consistently on the equipment side. And I've really screwed down here on equipment, because that's where the economic situation is causing the biggest problem. If you look at Europe, where equipment was down 10% last year, and the equipment industry is down 15% on a dollar basis this year, anything that's procedural is actually okay, slightly up. You know, so anything that's tied to procedures, patients are still coming in, but governments are holding back on big capital equipment plays. And that's really it can only be a temporary phenomenon, because more patients are coming in and they have a very old install base. So, you know, we've got to deal with that. We've got a U.S. that's slow, and then it starts again based on the political situation. But over the last couple of years, we've been able to make that work. And the reason we've been able to make that work is, one, we've invested in the product portfolio that we showed you. Product matters here. But we've also really re-engineered our commercial sales forces in the U.S. and Europe into one where we used to have 50 distinct sales forces. Now we're putting them together under product leaders and having them work as teams, particularly with who we think are going to be the winning customers as these markets shape out, because we're gonna have pretty big shakeouts when it comes to the provider base in both the U.S. and Europe, and we think we've organized well around that so we can execute. The other play here, of course, and the easiest way out of this box, is to continue to grow in the emerging markets. And we told you we were going to do that a couple of years ago, and I think we've done a pretty good job here. You know, most of you that know me know I grew up in the emerging markets, spent a lot of time in China and Southeast Asia in my earlier days in GE. We know how to do this as a business. We've organized around it. We have big leaders on the ground that can make decisions quickly, people like Rachel Duan, who you probably met in China. We have put big sales teams in place, made big investments in our sales distribution and marketing structures there. We have huge engineering centers. We're investing in plants. And most importantly, we're investing in products that are relevant in those markets. And that is paying off handsomely if you look at these growth rates. We've got a $4.5 billion business growing at over 20%. China has done like 10 quarters in a row over 20% for us. Now, some people say, John, do you worry about China? I worry about everything. But what you've got in this portfolio is some breadth. You know, you're going to have bumps in these developing markets, but I don't depend on one developing market. EAGM last year crossed the threshold of a $1 billion business. That's right up there with China. India's not doing particularly well right now. So I don't expect every one of these markets to be hitting, but in aggregate, I think we're going to continue to see this type of performance out of this portfolio. And again, we know how to run this play. We've been doing it for the last couple of years, and I think this is going to continue for us. Services. I mentioned that the providers are under pressure. They've got more patients, and they've got thinner margins. And it's been a challenge for us over the years in that it was hard to get them interested in our traditional service-type offerings, coming in and giving them productivity solutions. Now that they're really challenged from a margin standpoint, we've got them much more interested in our software and service capabilities. That's allowing us to build out a more comprehensive service structure. And so we've taken our service and our software business, and we've developed products like DoseWatch, AgileTrack, and CareDime. DoseWatch is a Six Sigma tool that allows them to identify the variation in the dose in their radiology department and, through process changes, reduce that. And this is an example of Antwerp Hospital reducing it 41%. AgileTrack is an industrial system for scheduling, and CareDime is a clinical system for removing clinical variants. This is a joint venture we have with Microsoft, which we are very hopeful is going to be a very transformational investment in healthcare. So we're taking our service capability and our IT capability and bringing productivity solutions to a customer base that now needs it. As I said, I think the most attractive part of the business is our molecular medicine portfolio. We're focused on molecular diagnostics like the Alzheimer's example I've given you, but we also play here on the therapy side. We don't make therapies. We enable the production of the therapies. Anyone who covers pharma knows that pharma is moving from small molecules and chemistry to biopharmaceuticals and buying up biopharmaceutical companies. That's because all of the new drugs are biopharmaceuticals. So, simple recombinant products like insulin and now monoclonal antibodies. What's in a monoclonal antibody? Herceptin, Avastin, the cancer therapies that you hear about. Those are most of the new drugs coming out. Our technologies are used to develop those drugs and, more importantly, to manufacture those drugs. We had tremendous strengths at the back end of the supply chain here on purifying these products, and we've done some niche acquisitions to really broaden our capabilities so that we can do the factory from the front end to the back end. So additions like PAA, Wave, and Accelerix. I mean, small, simple technologies, but it's allowing us to build out the entire factory. And now we find ourselves designed into over 90% of the monoclonal antibody therapies, and we expect to do the same thing with the cell-based therapies that you see coming out. This is putting us in a leadership position in one of the most valuable industries in the healthcare space. And you see the growth we've got here, and the leverage that comes from the margins is terrific. Speaking of margins, we are the most complicated business in GE from a footprint standpoint. We've got hundreds of P&Ls, and we play in hundreds of regions around the world. And as we've grown and added more and more structure to the business, we found ourselves with really one of the higher SG&A levels in the entire company. So we're going to go after that now. We've got some tougher markets in Europe and the U.S. This year, we've started to do that. You're seeing our base costs improve considerably, our variable cost structure improve, and as we dig into it, we've got more and more opportunities. So we've got some big challenges that we put on the table in terms of reducing our footprint and improving our contribution margin levels, both in the products and our service business. And this is a play that we haven't run for a long time in healthcare, but we think is going to be a good play to be running over the next 18 to 24 months. So this is the business outlook. It's a dynamic industry. We're going to have some bumps along the way, but we really think it's a business that we can continue to grow, and it's a business, as you know, when we grow it, we get terrific leverage out of this portfolio. The strategy hasn't changed. It's a strategy that we laid out a couple of years ago, and we're going to continue to follow that, and we think it's the type of play that GE knows how to run. So that's a look on healthcare. I'm going to introduce Danny to come talk to you about energy management.